So I'm going to do something specific about the Levites, not in order. I'm going to be going and skip to a different order, a different place, just for Purim, just for Purim. Maybe he's going to be here. Doesn't talk about it. Maybe somewhere else. I'm going to we'll just continue. What are we up to right now? Somewhere else. In Shmuel's book, maybe. I don't know. Here. So, if you remember, we were teaching, we were reading the story over here about Levi Yitzchak in Uman. He made a cheder under the eyes of the communists. Right? The young students were very much attached to their Rebbe. They used to come to him in very weird ways, with endangering themselves, as long as they'll be able to learn Torah from their beloved Rebbe. Because we have to know that the eyes of the police, the secret police, the NKVD, whatever, the KGB, whatever they're called, right, was open to see exactly what goes on around the Jewish base knowledge, especially around the breast of clothes. That was under the blacklist.
They also had informers.
Okay, and that's
they
where
they informers.
Their cheder was in the clothes. And they smelled, they had a special sense to smell where something Jewish is going on. Things which they didn't want to be happening. Therefore, the Talmidim needed, the young students needed to come learn with Mesilas Nefesh, to be very careful on the way going, on the way coming back, going in, going out. Used to go from a side door or climb through the windows. By the way, one of the students of Levi Yitzchak from the underground cheder in Uman said, confessed in front of the person who wrote these books, and confessed. He said that because in the narrative of Levi Yitzchak Bender, he stayed Jewish. Otherwise, he would have married a goy for sure. At least he stayed Jewish.
But because of him.
Because of Levi Yitzchak. The students of Levi Yitzchak were very strong in their who they were after they went through Levi Yitzchak.
So this is in the 20s.
I don't know. And he did not listen to go to the communists and all that. But Levi Yitzchak didn't stop back by Aslacha Ota Katzal Zachim Zubay. Levi Yitzchak wasn't only... Fine, he dealt with the kids, but not only that, he said you have to also somehow support the people who are serving Hashem and Uman, the older people. Right? Because they were serving Hashem day and night, and they had no parnasa, they didn't know where they were going to eat the next day. If there's no kemach, there's no Torah, you have to have food. Yeah, so what did he do? He somehow used to, he also in communist Russia, you weren't allowed to give tzedakah. It was aveira to give tzedakah, like it's done. So he had to get money somehow, and he took upon himself to pay everything of the clothes, including the big tax that the communists put on every shul that there was open. Not only shuls,
every public building.
Yeah, any religious things, any religious communist. One of the main things he was doing in Uman was Kimcha de Pischa, taking care of the Jews of the city to give them food for Pesach. Levi Yitzchak knew very well that how important this thing that he's doing is, and that lives of many families depend on this. But he knew it was also very dangerous, but of course he didn't care too much for himself, only for others he cared for. And he married to do Kimcha de Pischa for 70 years, from Uman until his last day. Every year he took care of Jews to give them food for Pesach. Right? At the time, there was a break, of course, during the war, and he wasn't able to do anything. But afterwards, he came down to his story, he continued again. for 70 years straight. Okay, for 70 years. He used to take himself in the rain, in the snow, in the sun, in the heat, everything. If he was sick or not, collect money all the time for the Kimcha de Pischa, to put aside for the families. And he himself lived in very, very, very poorly. Very, very poorly. Right? He didn't take for himself, only for others. Rabbi Levitzchak said once, a lot of tests of big, big money came to me. And Hashem gave me the power not to use anything for myself, only for others. And he needed the money. He was very poor. Besides, he collected a lot of money. He didn't use everything for the food. He also for printing Rabbeinu's books and all kinds of things. Chassid Chala, here, there, wherever needed, Gmach. Every Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yitzchak had like 20 people sitting around his table eating. You have to not forget these days after the second, after the First World War, everyone was very, very poor. His daughter says, I remember those days that every time we found somehow some, we got a piece of bread in the house, we immediately we used to hide it under Abba's big Gemara. We're going to stop over here.
Perhaps these poor people give money to a rabbi to do things when everybody's poor.
Doesn't say here how they got the money from it.
What?
Doesn't say here how he got the money. Somehow he got the money.